Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our online service. It's always a privilege to share the word with you. And it is this word of God that is life, that is eternal life, that became flesh and lived amongst us. And it is the word of God that is not only the discerner of the intents and thoughts of our hearts, but has the power to change, to transform, and to bring forth that life in us. And so with this in mind, we come together and we take time to really submit ourselves to the Word of God and to allow the Holy Spirit to come and transform in us, that we may live the lives that God intends us to live. And so with that in mind, let us just close our eyes before we start. Father, we thank you for this amazing opportunity that we have to come together as your children and to humble ourselves before you, to allow your word to come into our lives, Lord, to consider, to contemplate, to gain understanding and wisdom, but most importantly, to apply it, to obey your voice in living our life according to your ways, that we may reap the fruit of it, which is a relationship with you and eternal life forever. And we thank you for this. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will come and open our minds and our hearts to receive this word, that it may bring forth its purpose. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to share around a key verse this morning as we continue to share what I believe God is speaking to us for this year 2021. I want us to share around 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. From 11 to 12. That'll be our key verse for this morning. The title of my sermon is that Jesus may be glorified in us. And exactly what does that mean? And so I want us to read 2 Thessalonians together from chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Paul writes, "With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ." What a powerful conclusion to a prayer that Paul prays for the church. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you. This phrase has really struck me over and over as I've been reading the New Testament lately. And the Holy Spirit has really been prompting me to really go and study what Paul prays for the church through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so by looking at these things that Paul have been praying for the church, it has changed the way I pray for myself and for us as a church. And it's so powerful here, Paul prays that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul concludes this prayer for the church with this powerful concept, that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. And may this be our aim for 2021, that we may live our lives in such a way that God's name may be glorified in us. But I want you to take a moment and just really meditate upon this statement. Just think through the reality and what it means. If we say that our desire is that we may live our lives in such a way that it may glorify God. And I want you just to think about that for a moment. What does it mean to live my life in such a way that it will bring glory to God? Just think about that for a moment. Father, I pray that you will grant us to understand what it means to live a life that brings glory to you. Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray even in this moment that you will bring us revelation into this reality of living a life that brings glory to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. It's so powerful to note how Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. We know it so well. It starts off by, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." And then here Paul prays that, God's name may be glorified. When Paul speaks about the name, it denotes the person. It refers to the person, the nature and the character of Christ. And he says, "May you be glorified, God. God, may you be glorified in us. Lord, may we live our lives in such a way that you are glorified." So how do we glorify the name of God? How do we glorify God? And that is a very important question. And I think the best way to answer this question is to put it this way. How do your children bring glory to you? We want to know and understand what it means to live a life that brings glory to God. The best way to understand it is to ask this question, how do our own children bring glory to us? To help us to understand. Well, our children honor us when they obey us. Think about it. How do we dishonor our parents? We dishonor our parents when we do not obey them. Yes, there are more ways to dishonor our parents. The way we speak to them or about them, when we ignore them, when we leave them in an old age home never to visit them, or when we do not care for their needs. These are all ways in which we dishonor our parents. In 1 Timothy 5, from verse 4 to 8, we read, "But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So if we do not care for our parents, it's not only dishonoring to them, it is dishonoring to God. We see in the moral law, the Ten Commandments, that we need to honor our father and mother. And in Ephesians 6 from verse 1 to 3, we read, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." And as powerful as this concept is, that is simply honoring our parents. It doesn't speak about bringing glory to them, which is two different concepts. Paul says that he prays that we should bring glory to our Father. Now, if our children's obedience is honoring to us, the question remains, how do they bring glory to us? I want you to think about that for a moment. How do your children bring glory to you? Well, let's be honest. The way our children bring glory to us is when they succeed. When they succeed in life. When they get that prize or that reward at school for academics or sport, we sit in that hall and we wait in great expectation for our own children to finally come up to the stage and receive that prize. Or when their photo is in the newspaper for some achievement, or when they set a goal and they reach it, or they make it to that team. You know what? We are honored in their success. When they succeed, not only are they glorified, we are. So how do we glorify God? Well, in a similar way, when we succeed. But succeed in what? To make the Springbok team? To have that academic achievement? Does that necessarily bring glory to God? No. You know, there are so many people that watch this documentary on the Springbok team's journey through the World Cup. I think it's called Chasing the Sun. And it's so interesting that as you watch it, I haven't yet, but I must admit, but I've heard so many speak about it and encourages me to watch it. But one of the things that I note is that so often they say, this is such an amazing documentary, but I will not watch it with my children. And the reason why is because there are so many swearing in it. So many that we thought were Christians speak in such a way that brings dishonor to God's name. There's no glory in being a springbok if you live your life in a way that dishonors God. And so too in our own ways, we sometimes, even though we love God, we bring dishonor to Him and even the opposite of glory. And so the way we bring glory to God is not our earthly achievements, it's not our earthly success, but it is our success in doing His will, His desire for us. And His desire and will for us is not necessarily to become a springbok, but His desire for us is to be changed, to be transformed, to become more like His Son, to live in life of holiness, fruit of righteousness, fruit of the Spirit. When we succeed in His desire, we bring glory to God. Success in His desire for us. And His desire is that we become, that we be transformed more and more to become like Christ. And when we do, that brings glory to God. That what we do in faith and the way we live our lives that reflect Jesus, that brings glory to God. That's what we read in Matthew 5 verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that when they see your good works, they glorify your Father in heaven. John 15 verse 8 says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. You see, God is most glorified when we succeed in becoming more like Christ. When we succeed to live Christ-like lives. We read in Romans chapter 8 from verse 28, and we know it so well. It says, and we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And what is this purpose? Well, it continues to say, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He may be the firstborn of many brothers. So when we live a life purposefully to be conformed to the image of Christ, to reflect Christ and act accordingly in faith and succeed, that brings glory to God. And so with that in mind, I want us to read this key verse again in 2 Thessalonians that says the following, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of His calling, that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what stood out for me in this scripture and in my own experience is that we can have great determination in the most noble and good purpose and act in absolute faith and still fail. Even though our intention and our faith was to do good and what pleases God, we still often fail. And so Paul prays that by God's power, we would succeed in every good purpose and every act of faith, so that God's name will be glorified in us. You know what is so powerful? The way we succeed in our purpose and our works of faith is not through our own ability. It is through His power, His grace. We read it so powerfully in verse 11, that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We can only succeed in His desire through His power, by His grace. So God is glorified when we live a life that reflects Christ, and that success is not because of our own ability. It is because of His grace in and through us. That grace to be successful in bearing fruit not only manifest actually it only manifests this fruit that leads us to success in becoming more like Christ only manifest in a relationship with Christ when we abide in Him and not through our own ability. That is what John 15 verse 4 says. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So we cannot be successful in becoming Christ-like without a relationship and abiding in Christ. So that leads us to the next obvious question. How do we abide in Him? Well, John 15 continues. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. How do we bring glory to God's name? Well, if we bear fruit, Christ-like fruit of righteousness, fruit of the Spirit, when these things manifest in us, we bring glory to God through faith, prayer, and the Word of God. And this can only happen if we abide in Christ, in a relationship with Him. And the way we abide in Him is through faith in God, obedience to His Word, and asking God for His grace to come and change us, to transform us. Faith, the Word, and prayer. Our part is to respond to God's Word, to respond to His grace, to respond to His love. That is our response. When we choose to commit to Christ as Lord, when we abide in Him and follow Him as Lord, when we ask Him, not relying on our own strength and our own ability, but we ask God that He, by His grace, will change us. Just as we read in verse 7, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. But first, you need to abide in His Word to be transformed, to be renewed by the thinking, by to be transformed by the way you think because of the Word. And as we are exposed to the Word, abide in the Word, and we see what is the will and the desire of God, we are changed in the way we think. And as we change in the way we think, our desires change to align to that of God's, and then we ask God, because we realize in our own ability we don't have the capacity to change. And so we ask God, please, Lord, help me to become more like Your Son. Lord, I want to do what is pleasing to You. I want to live my life that glorifies You. And when we ask this, God gives us, grants us by His grace, according to our desires. It is so powerful, this process of transformation, the process of sanctification. It starts with God's grace, and then our response to His grace, and then more grace as we are changed to become more like Him. So in conclusion, for 2021, let us make this our aim, that God would be glorified in us through becoming more and more like Christ. And this year we might be restricted in coming together as church, but we are going to focus on coming together with Christ in this year. To abide in Him more and more than ever before, to be changed by Him, to be transformed, to become more and more like Him. And so next week I will be sharing more how we're going to do this practically, but for today I want us to consider, if you are willing to make it a New Year's resolution to ask God for His grace to be transformed more and more into the likeness of His Son, let it be a desire, an aim for this year, to allow God to, by His Spirit and His grace, to change us as we respond in humbling ourselves, committing ourselves to follow Him and to be taught by Him through His Word and His Spirit, and that we will be obedient to what we see and hear and allow Him to change us to become, so that we can live our lives in such a way that it may bring glory to God. So I want us to consider that as we pray together, that you will make it a New Year's resolution, that in this year 2020, I am going to make it an aim to change, to abide in Christ, to change, so that I can bring glory to Him in whatever I do and say. So let's consider that as we continue in prayer. Father, we thank You for this opportunity. Lord, we thank You that You have given us Your Son to set us free from sin, guilt, and its consequence, that we may have life in You, that we may be called children of God, born again, filled with Your Spirit, to be transformed and renewed, to be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that this year we will grow in that reality, that we too may say, it is no longer I that live, but Christ in me. And Lord, so I pray, Lord, that as we commit ourselves in this year to follow You closer, to abide in You more deeply, Lord, and to be open for You to change us so that You may be glorified through us. And Lord, we ask this not because we have the ability to do this, but because You have. And so we want to humble ourselves before You and ask You, Lord, come and do in us what You desire, what is pleasing to You. Lord, manifest Yourself in and through us as You change us, as a potter with clay. Form us, shape us, Lord, into the vessels that brings glory to You. We ask You this and we thank You for this. In Jesus' name, amen.